This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Ernakulam, Kerala today. Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone for polypropylene unit at the Kochi refinery of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited. The investment on this project is over 5,500 crore rupees. The capacity of this polypropylene unit is 400 kilotons per annum. In the road infrastructure sector, the Prime Minister inaugurated two major highway projects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of fishermen community in the country. The Prime Minister said the BJP-led NDA government has recognized the potential of the fishermen community and its role in the blue economy. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhil Kerala Dhivar Sabha in Kochi today.
समुद्र से जुड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था को केवल पारंपरिक मछली पकड़ने तक सीमित नहीं है, सीवीड प्रोडक्शन जैसे क्षेत्र में भी नई संभावनाएं बनी। केरलम में एनडीए सरकार के सहयोग से सीवीड प्रोडक्शन क्लस्टर्स विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे फिशरमैन समुदाय की महिलाओं और युवाओं को आय के नए अवसर मिलेंगे।
Further lauding the work of Akhil Kerala Dhivar Sabha, the Prime Minister said the organization has been working for the rights of the fishermen community. He said the organization has presented an example of balancing life and employment and progress in nature. Prime Minister Modi will also visit Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu this evening. He will inaugurate various projects and lay the foundation stone of development projects of around 5,650 crore rupees. He will flag off five new train services. He will lay foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's city gas distribution network in the Nilgiris and Erode districts. He will also dedicate the Indian Oil Corporation's lube blending plant at Manali in Chennai. Under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate 89 rural roads totaling 370 kilometers across Tamil Nadu. He will also lay the foundation stone for a greenfield bypass near Gaikainkonda Cholapuram on NH81. Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition has brought this resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. He said leader of opposition is part of the house, but the conduct of leader of opposition is equally responsible. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the house, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi said that he was stopped from speaking in the house on multiple occasions. He said the house does not belong to one party, but to the entire country. In its first ever order allowing passive euthanasia, the Supreme Court has permitted the withdrawal of artificial life support of a 32-year-old man who has been in comatose condition for more than 12 years. Passive euthanasia is the intentional act of letting a patient die by withholding or withdrawing life support or the treatment necessary to keep him alive. Ghaziabad native Harish Rana, who was a student of Punjab University, suffered head injuries after falling from the fourth floor of his paying guest accommodation in 2013 and has been in coma for over a decade. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and K.V. Vishwanathan directed AIIMS Delhi to grant admission in palliative care to Rana so that the medical treatment can be withdrawn. Chhattisgarh government has approved the draft of Freedom of Religion Bill 2026. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting held in Raipur yesterday evening under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai. The proposed legislation aims to effectively curb religious conversions carried out through force, inducement, fraudulent means, undue influence or misrepresentation while converting from one religion to another in the state. In the AFIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.